It is All-Pro and Pro Bowl offensive lineman and right guard for the Atlanta Falcons, Chris Lindstrom. Chris, man, thank you first of all for joining us today. How was practice out there, man?
It's awesome, and I think now my seventh camp here, I think this might have been the most fans I've ever seen here, and so there's an energy and a buzz.
Boom.
And that helps. I mean, these days are so hard. You know, it's hot, and I know it's evolved over the years, but camp is still camp. And so when you have the energy of 5,000 people here, it gets you through, especially when you do those red zone periods.
I'm curious, and look, I don't want to point out anything for the obvious, but you're sweating right now. You just got off the field. I was telling Dylan earlier, for me, I was always like 11 and a half or 12 pounds after a training camp practice. And you get the double IVs, and you go in there with Denny Long, and you get hooked up, and the EMTs in there. What is it for you on a daily basis? Like, how much are you losing, gaining? How hard do you have to fight to get it back on every day?
Man, it's the same exact thing. Nothing's changed. I'm usually at the minimum 7 upwards. I think the most I've ever lost is 11 pounds, but it's 7 to 11 pounds just about every practice. And like you said, Danny Long and the staff that we got here in the training room and nutritionist Steve Benjamin, they give us every tool in the book, but that's the expectation. You're a rookie, you're a younger guy, you come in, and myself being from the Northeast, this is an adjustment. Like, you got to be at your best every day, and you lose 10, 11 pounds, all of a sudden you're not on top of your hydration, and you're dragging out there. So same thing. I'm 2 IVs, a Pedialyte, and staying on top of it.
Love it, man.
It is Falcons All-Pro and Pro Bowl right guard Chris Lindstrom joining us here on Sports Radio 9 Sound the Game. Dylan Matthews and Mike P, former Atlanta Falcon and former Atlanta Falcon offensive lineman Mike Johnson with us here. Chris, I do want to ask you this. Obviously, you got to get some great time in games with Ryan Neuzel, who's obviously taking over at that starting center job. How big was it, and how big is it going to be moving forward, getting those snaps and getting those games with him? Obviously, you're going to be next to him throughout the year this year. How big is it going to be going into this year, being able to hit the ground running with him?
I think right now it's the huge emphasis. The whole point of training camp is to work out the kinks in those combinations. And so Ryan and I, just about every single combination, we're talking it through, saying, hey, did you like my spacing here? Do you need a little bit more? You need a little bit less? And if our timing's off, we kind of work through it. And Ryan's great. I mean, he's as sharp as anybody mentally. And he's doing a great job communicating up there and doing a great job leading us. I think right now it's just kind of working those combinations. And we have so many reps in the bank, but even my stuff with Kayla, we're talking it through right now because we want to be perfect heading into week one.
I love it, man. And I want to hit on that just a little bit. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds for the listeners out there, but I talk all the time about you guys wide zone. I've talked to Jake about this last year. Jake's actually the only guy left on the team that I played with. He's been around that freaking long. But I talked about how friendly this offense can be under Dwayne Ledford in the wide zone, and you fit it like a puzzle piece. I mean, you fit it absolutely perfectly to what they're looking for. And obviously when Zach Robinson got here last year, it was very apparent to me. It was like, hey, D-Led, you deal with the run game. I'll deal with the passing game. We'll kind of move from there. But is that evolving at all? I mean, I talk about it all the time on the show. You guys pull less as a pair of guards than any offense in the NFL. I mean, is that something that you think we can expect to continue to see, or do you see any wrinkles coming down the pipe this year in terms of the run game?
I think we're always constantly looking to evolve, and I think you do a lot of self-scouting, and so Zach's doing a great job right now, and like you said, Led does such a great job with us in the wide zone, and I think what makes the wide zone so great is they talk about all the time in the NFL playing fast. But how do you play fast? You know this. Like, when you're protected in a combination, you got somebody coming with you, and you're not afraid of failure. You're not afraid of a guy beating you inside, because you got your teammate there. Then you can play even faster. And so when you get on that, and then you just start chasing that speed and that confidence in one another. And I think that's what makes us so great.
Yeah.
How's it been as far as the adjustment? Obviously, every quarterback has a different cadence and the way they just call out the plays and things like that. How's it been adjustment to the cadence of Michael Penix Jr.?
Mike's done a great job. I think we got to work the reps at the end of last season, and then he did a great job this spring. And hopefully by the time we get to the first game of the season, I can hear Mike's voice in my sleep, and that's the biggest thing. And timing it up, how he rolls his huts, like how that difference. And honestly, it gets to a point now at some point mid-season where he says hut, and it's supposed to be, on one, but it's really, you can tell by his voice that he thinks it's on two or something like that. You get to that point where you can even tell the inflections in his voice. Not there yet, but we're definitely getting there.
I love to hear that, man. I was explaining to these guys in the build up to training camp the anxiety that can kind of go through you as a player. I used to lay down in bed and I'd wake up and I would be in a 1-on-1 pass pro in my brain. I'd be stressing my chest muscles and I'd be like, and it's just something people don't understand because it's always constantly kind of evolving in your mind. You always think about it. Obviously, always being here and being a part of that. So I love to hear that about Penix's cadence. And I had the same questions. Look, we all watched the Kirk Cousins Netflix documentary. It's week one. T.J. Watt's kind of getting off on the snap count, and Kirk Cousins is going, yeah, it's just a lot going on, man. You know, a lot of motions, trying to give a hard count with the motions and timing up Charlie Warner and things like that. What are the differences that you see throw? I mean, I realize you guys haven't even strapped the pads on, but the battery of Neuzel to Penix, obviously different than the battery you dealt with last year. Is there anything – have you guys had any hiccups from that aspect?
Not so far, and I think I observed this too. Like this past week, I don't think we've had any, standard week one of camp things. You know, fumbles, of snaps, balls hitting off guys, and I think we've been pretty clean operationally. And I think you continue to evolve that. Start working in silent cadence, so by the time you play on the road, it's not the first time you've ever done it.
Yep.
And Mike, too, for being a young player, is changing up his snap counts and working it now, and it's challenging us as O-linemen. Because, I think this is probably the worst shape we're going to be in, all season.
Yep.
And so if we're straining mentally to think about the cadence now, by the time we get in season, we're going to be rolling.
It is Falcons All-Pro and Pro Bowl right guard Chris Lindstrom joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan Matthews and Mike Johnson hanging out here with you. I want to talk about what you've been seeing from a couple of these interior guys that we know and we saw flashes from last year. When you talk about Ruka Rororo, when you talk about Brandon Dorlus, those are guys that, again, we saw flashes of last year, but didn't get to see too much, unfortunately, because of injuries and things of that nature. And we've been hearing that, obviously, new defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich has been sending a lot of blitzes, been pretty blitz-heavy so far here. So what have you noticed from the guys on the interior, the Ruka Roros, the Brandon Dorluses of the world so far?
Yeah, I think from what Mike said about what Coach Ledford did for my career, I think Brick has got it for these guys, and these guys are fitting into it. They're feeling confident. They're having fun. And you can see a big growth in them, and then I think year two in the NFL is the biggest jump for guys, and it's really cool to see them out here, how much better they've gotten, how much stronger they are, and how much more comfortable they are playing every single day.
I love to hear it, man. And we got a few minutes left here with Chris Lindstrom, Pro Bowl right guard, All-Pro right guard for the Atlanta Falcons. What about you? What have you focused on throughout the offseason? And obviously, I think did we start with the Panthers last year? It was an early season game against the Panthers, and always that matchup with their interior defensive lineman is always a tough thing. But look, you've been all pro, you've been Pro Bowl, you've reached the highest of the highs in terms of grades with PFF and everything else like that. What is Chris Lindstrom focused on going into 2025?
For myself personally, it's continuing to what I do best, and that's the wide zone, and so I still want to be the best in the world at that, and working the fundamentals that it takes for that. And then in the pass pro, you're always seeking perfection. You're never going to get it, and no matter what, there's Jake Matthews and Zach Martin are probably the team where it's like every single pass that they set, it's perfection. I'm constantly chasing that, and I think knowing your own skill set, knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And so for myself, it's just constantly working the pass stuff, constantly working, schematically and everything. So
I'm curious to hear, too, and we got into this a little bit last year, the screen game. And I had a feeling like going into this, there would be some more emphasis from Zach Robinson on the screen game. What can we expect out of that? I mean, do you like running screens? Do you like getting out in space? Or is it like, dude, I don't need to be out there in the wide open field trying to block a DB?
Man, I love it. I mean, anything to slow those guys down, and honestly, one less drop back pass rep I'm good with. So, But the spacing aspect of it too, right? It's spacing and timing, and
yep.
Each screen has a different spacing and different timing, and it looks like you just throw it out there, and he hasn't run in their space, but there's a lot of details that go into it, and it's something that you can't take for granted. It needs a lot of work, so I'm glad we're doing it.
And we actually talked a little bit earlier, and you mentioned Michael Penix a couple of different times. I thought in his three starts, we would probably see him take off and run a couple of more times than he did. Only like once, maybe twice, did he take off and actually scramble. Talk to us a little bit about how that changes things in terms of how you are rushed as an offensive lineman. If he takes off and runs one time over in the game, all of a sudden the defense tackle's eyes are in the backfield a little bit more. He's having to kind of two-gap and make sure he can shed. It can really change the name of the game in terms of y'all's job.
Yeah, for sure. I think you described it great. And, you know, when you had Kirk and then Matt Ryan was here today, those guys are more traditional pocket passers. And so you know you're going to get push up the middle, right? Because those guys are as quick in their progression. So you know you're going to get a lot of power rushes. And they're going to try and penetrate up the middle because they're not so worried about getting flushed out to the outside. And those guys have, you know, their superpowers that they can process everything so quickly and get the ball out. And then, you know, a little bit different when, you know, Marcus and Desmond is a little bit softer on the inside, a little bit deeper in the pass rush to keep those guys kind of in the pocket. And Mike, you know, we're constantly figuring out is and just where his depth of his drop is going to be. And I think when we're out there playing, you're not thinking about where, you know, where Mike is. You just have this sixth sense that, you know, all right, I'm getting knocked back. How much space do I have to Mike? All right, I really got to dig in right here because I know Mike's probably a foot behind me. And kind of knowing, hey, I can run the guy up the field a little bit, or, you know, I got to set a little bit deeper because Mike's going to be deeper. And so just kind of right now working that where he is in the pocket.
That is Chris Lindstrom joining Mike and Dylan at Falcons training camp yesterday. Was there anything surprising in that conversation with Chris there, or is that all pretty status quo for where we are in training camp at this point?
Yeah, sure, some of it, but I thought it was interesting that he talked about Zach Martin and Jake Matthews in the same light as far as their pass sets, because Zach Martin is heralded by a lot of people, including some in this room, as one of the greatest guards to ever play the game.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
And, and so, if, you know, him putting Jake Matthews in that same air is interesting, because Jake is a guy that's underappreciated in the city. And for what he's been to this team and this offensive line. The other thing was, I thought it was very interesting that he talked about Jeff Ulbrich being for Ruka Roro and Brandon Dorlus and David Onyemata and you go on and on the guys on the defensive line, the same as what Dwayne Ledford's been for he and Caleb and Jake and Matthew Bergeron and even Ryan Neuzel to an extent, because you know, the Falcons run, and I don't have to say this, Mike says this all the time, a very offensive line-friendly system up front, right? Blocking scheme, have you. So for him to say that Ulbrich will be for those guys what D-Led has been for him and his brethren up front, that makes me think that everything that they do is going to fit what they have up front. And I do believe that's what this attacking style defense is. And it's funny because I talked about it the other day about how I think this defense will be more aggressive, more attacking. And then what came out of practice after Saturday, that the defense was aggressive and attacking. So, and not even just that, but with the ball as well.
There's just so much that's happening with Falcons training camp. We're going to continue to have these conversations, all the takeaways from all the practices over the weekend. But coming up, we're going to get into the front page. We've got the Hall of Fame inductions to cover, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. I think concerts are ruined for me forever. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.